Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode. This is a riff all about life by design and breaking the bullshit rules and deciding that you don't have to live in a cage. You get to do it your way and you get to mix it up. This episode, I talk a lot about how changing up your routine, getting out of your comfort zone, and stepping into something new every single day. And maybe if you can, moment to moment, right? It's a practice. But when you live in that way where your finger's on the pulse of life and you're saying yes to the flow of what is, you're more aligned than ever. You're more magnetic than ever. You're in your creator role, that is your truth, where everything is just a naturalized extension of you, everything that you desire. You are the match, period. So dive into this episode, enjoy every last minute of it. And I talk about a little bit, super briefly at the end of the episode, some ways to work one-on-one with me. There are one-on-one spaces open for the badass high-level woman who knows it is her time. There is also spaces open in our Art of Receiving retreat that's coming up on June 20th. This is an in-person retreat, so you have to be local or local-ish if you're up for the drive. Make it happen if you know you're meant to be there. More details here at the end of the show and also, of course, on my page. Never hesitate to come say hi to me at my Instagram and my DMs. Let's talk. Enjoy this episode. I love you. Hello and welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I am so excited to have you here in this world, in this realm. If you're listening to this, you're likely a high-level woman. You're likely a soul having a human experience. You're likely here to live a life by your own design. One where you honor all of your spirituality, all of your quantum beingness, but you truly understand and have a deep, profound awareness of the magic that exists here on Earth. You're here to have the most alchemized life. Ascension, opulence, your desires manifesting, walking through life in a way that feels like one big exhale. If you're new to my work, welcome. I'm a quantum channel, a quantum healer, and a high-level coach. My name's Haley Bowler Cook, and I'm hosting you here. It's mostly just riffs, me channeling for you, leading you through mini transmissions, and coaching you through high-level concepts. We're here to have big conversations about all things spirituality, new paradigm wealth, opulence, ascension here in the earth plane, divine harmonization between your masculine and your feminine, recoding, rewiring your brain, regulating your nervous system, and supporting you in living a life by design. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do so now and share this podcast with anyone who you think would be served by my devotional channel here on the show. If you're not already following along on Instagram, that is where I am the most. I'm on Instagram, in my stories, in my posts, channeling, speaking, transmuting energy for you, for your highest timeline. Thank you for being here, my love. And enjoy this episode. Riff is about saying yes to life, having your finger on the pulse of life, living life in the fast lane, not in cruise control, actually being open to the moment and what's here and where you're going and who you are and where you're being and how you're being. So a lot of people get lazy in life. They stick in their routines, they do what's really comfortable, they're not willing to mix it up. So I wanted to share how this last couple days I've been doing things out of the norm, which I often do. Again, I make it a habit to not have a habit. So I mix it up often, and lately it's been really interesting to notice these new, like,
programs in my brain opening up and these new expansions opening up in my brain and new ways of thinking and being because of what I've been exposed to. And I've been exposed to these new ways simply because I have mixed up my routine. I said yes to something that was totally different. I said, why not? Let's have fun. It's an adventure. Let's figure it out. And in that, I had this new consciousness opening where new rewiring and reprogramming occurred in my ability to expand my realm of possibility. So when you're living in your routine and you're living in your comfort zone and you're living in the four walls of your home and you're not mixing it up and you're not going out and you're not trying new things and you're not living an adventure and you're not living life in that fast lane where you have to be alert, you have to be open, you have to be aware of what's coming and what's happening, you miss a lot of life and you lose a lot of opportunities. So over these last few days where I was really tapping into adventure and mixing things up and doing new things, my brain was reprogramming and it started to open new portals of possibility in my consciousness of what I wanted for my life and what I knew I could have and what I knew was available to me and so fucking available, so close, so available. And it was all because I said yes to these new adventures and these new possibilities and these new opportunities. So when you live in this consciousness of adventure, exploration, mixing it up, let's try new things, let's do this, let's be here, let's try this out, you open up realms of possibility, infinite, limitless possibility that cannot be opened when you're operating from a comfort zone or a routine. Because if you want new results, if you want new adventure, if you want newness, you must mix it up and you must create the space and the environment for that newness. So there are so many ways to live life, right? You can live life in limitation, you can live life kind of on the edge, you can live life in infinite potentiality, you can live life in experiencing the infinite potentialities. So a lot of it comes down to our ability to decide, our ability to choose different, our ability to switch it up, our ability to mix it up, our ability to be so self-aware and so observant of, yeah, this doesn't really serve me anymore. I'm ready to change it up. I'm ready to mix it up. I'm ready to choose again, choose new. I'm ready to decide now that this is the moment, this is the milestone where my life drastically changes in a direction that is aligned with my highest timeline. So really, really get aware. Are you living life by your own design? Are you the designer of your life and living a beautiful freaking life that is just oozing in pleasure, gushing in love, overflowing in abundance? Or are you feeling like you're in an illusion of a cage or a literal cage, like where you actually don't feel you have choice, where you don't feel like you have adventure, where you don't feel like you have your manifestations rolling in and it just feels really hard? Get real with yourself. And if you can, make a decision today, make a decision right now that you're going to start adding in things that keep you in alignment or put you in alignment with your life by design. And then you're going to start releasing and removing and lovingly cutting cords of what doesn't align with that, what doesn't serve you in that. So many people get stuck in this limited, very, very honestly, in my opinion, boring way of living. And I think in their opinion, boring as well, because they're in this mundane routine of I do this, I do that, I go to sleep, I repeat. As opposed to my life is an adventure. Like, I don't know what today has in store for me. I know who I am. I know why I'm here on earth. I know how I want to live. And everything else is, it's up to divine intervention. It's I'm moving with the flow of life. I'm in my alignment and therefore everything flows for me. Everything adds up for me and supports me. My bet is if you are the type of person listening to this podcast, you are someone who either is already living life by design or you are on the journey of that. You're creating that. You're stepping more into that. You're moving more into that. So if this is you, one thing that I can promise you will change the acceleration and turn it up on your pleasure, on your joy, on your abundance, on your flow with life is mixing up your routine and releasing any illusions of it has to be this ritual, it has to be this practice, it has to be this schedule, it has to be this program. If it doesn't feel so nourishing and so good and so exciting and expansive and healing and nourishing and restorative and whatever is important to you, if it doesn't feel like that, why are you doing it? Why are you holding yourself there? Why are you maintaining a schedule or a routine that doesn't feel like fuck yes in every cell in your body? When you mix it up and you try new things and you say yes to adventure and yes to changing up your routine, your life will get infinitely more aligned, more impactful, more influential, more abundant, more wealthy, more pleasure filled. Your life will improve drastically when you start mixing it up and releasing yourself of the illusions and the real cages that exist in this society. I don't want to say dimension, because there's the dimension of openness, which is the new earth dimension that we're in, where there's no separation between third and fourth and fifth and sixth dimensions. It's just, we are in one dimension that is the dimension of openness, and miracles happen every day, and source is always channeling through us, and we're always open to divine intervention, and that's who we are, and that's how we walk, and we enjoy all the things of the third dimension. We enjoy driving our beautiful car. We enjoy eating delicious meals. We enjoy hugging people that we love. Like, we get to experience all of the dimensions. There's no separation. It's the dimension of openness. And in this dimension, we get to decide that we get to be free. We get to be free. So becoming aware, if you are the type of person listening to this podcast, you want to live life by design, or you're already living life by design, and maybe you want to amplify that even more. And when you release yourself from the illusion of a cage, maybe you put yourself in that cage, or society put you in this cage, release yourself from this cage, okay? I know it's scary to be different. I know it's scary to be unconventional. Believe me, I know, because I live a very unconventional, unique life that a lot of people don't understand, a lot of people don't get. But you know what? It's my identity. It's who I am. I live life by design, and people fucking respect it. They go, yep, she's doing her thing and it's working for her. Great. And the people who don't get it, and the people that it triggers, and the people who are like confused by how I live, that's their journey, not mine. That literally has zero to do with me. So practice, observing. If you are living a life by your own design, if you are stuck in cages of routine that doesn't serve you anymore, whether society imposed this routine or you did for whatever weird reason, I find in the self-development and spiritual world, a lot of people do force themselves into these structures that do at times do serve them, right? Like, it maybe served you for a season of your life to meditate every single morning and have these rituals and do all these things that might have supported you at one point in your life. But if it's starting to feel like an obligation and a cage, why don't you practice releasing any of these habits and releasing any of these strict regimes and just going with the flow, just allowing pleasure to lead you, allowing love to be your discernment, and allowing your intuition and your own internal compass to lead you to your next yes. Because my life is a self-care practice. My life is a ritual. My life is fucking pleasure-filled and fucking beautiful. And I don't really have plans. I have things that are really important to me, like my family, my friends, my partner, my clients, my work, my devotion, my service, and those important events get scheduled in. But other than that, I'm free flowing through life. It's so fun, and it's the way that I decide to live. And I'm not saying this is right for everyone, but what I am saying is that if you feel at all like you're in a cage, let yourself out. Just boop, open the door, release yourself from the cage, and start living life by your own design. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode. Mix it up, add some adventure into your life, release the habits, say yes to something new, switch it up, change it up, expand, have your finger on the pulse of life, move with life, do you, and do it well, queen. If you want to dive deeper with me, I have one-on-one spaces open, from single sessions to month-long containers to three-month containers. All of my containers can be extended. You could buy a single session and buy five single sessions. You could come in for a month container and extend it for 6 months. You could come into a three-month container and extend it for a year or two, whatever works for you. If you're a high-level woman, if you are a badass, if you are living life by your own design and you want to amplify it in love, in money, in wellness, in opportunity, in your career, in your soul path, in your purpose, this is the work. Come connect with me. Say hi in my DMs. Check out my offerings at the link in my bio and the link in the show notes here on the show. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep aligning. keep reminding yourself who you are, who the fuck you are. You are fucking powerful. Don't ever forget it. You are powerful. You get to decide now that this is the moment your life changes completely. I'll also mention while I've got you here on the show that we do have some spaces left for our Art of Receiving in-person event that's happening on June 20th at Renewal Retreat in Belgrave, Ontario. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., a full-day event, June 20th. It's a Monday. This is my Art of Receiving retreat, which is completely pleasure and wealth-focused. This is a women's retreat. We open so many portals, pleasure portals. There's vulnerability involved. There's so much power involved, tantra, polarity work, feminine and masculine codes. There's so much power that happens in this day to give you a lifetime of upgrades in the way you receive love, money, opportunity. So it's all about the art of receiving, and that's $400 a person. You can send me a direct message to sign up for that. There's no sign up link, so you just have to come connect with me on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle, and let's get you registered. Okay, have a fabulous, fabulous day, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, gorgeous, for being here, for receiving the transmissions of today. A reminder that what I say here on the show is divine, and receiving it, listening to it, and learning these things is one thing, but actually implementing and embodying these ways of being in your life, now that's where the magic is. So use your own divine masculine, your own divine alignment, and your beautiful self-leadership to lead you forward, to lead you in embodying these practices, living in these ways, because that is where the transformation happens, in the subtle codes of who you be every single day. You are so powerful. You are beyond magnificent. And I hope today was the catalyst that moves you. If you're not already up to date with all things Uplift Lifestyle, follow along with us at uplift_lifestyle. And I want to invite you into my most accessible, affordable, yet high level experience, monthly devotionals. They're $11.11 Canadian per month. These monthly devotionals are potent, channeled 15-minute transmissions, which are meditations, hypnoses, that come into your email when you subscribe every single month. The transmission is recorded by me for you with my purest devotion to you and your highest timeline. The transmissions are exclusively for the beings subscribing to the monthly devotionals, so your energy is felt. I want you to feel like this is a high level devotion to you when you subscribe. Check out every single month and dive in to all of the codes that I lead you through in that transmission. When you do subscribe, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's celebrate you. This is a big deal. And let's move you into your highest, highest ascension. As always, you know I love devotionally connecting. So if you have any questions, if you want any more details of how to work with me, be it in a group container or a high-level one-on-one space, send me a direct message on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle. Always head to the link here in the show notes as well to see what offerings are available for more details. I love you. I admire you. Thank you for being here. Now let's alchemize and ascend in all the pleasure and opulence and joy that we get to experience here in this earth realm. Have a fabulous day, my love.